gentlemen, it is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the hound.
Oh!
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Ooh, that sounds good today. Out here, WFMU East Orange. That was the Outcasts and the Outcasts theme. Counting backwards, we're shorting in the Fire Blazers with Fernando's Rock. Big John Taylor did Stompin'. The Midnighters, and not the Midnighters of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters fame, a different Midnighters, did Grubby Guitar. We opened up with Cecil Moore in the Notes, Diamondback. Andy the Bartender's back. Hello, Andy. Wave at the microphone.
Hello.
Phil. Maybe his last hound show. And he's headed to Atlanta soon.
Going to Atlanta soon.
Atlanta soon. Oh, no. A blast from the past, our former road manager, Andy, with a cool new car. He's cooler than his last cool car.
Can't be cooler than a Caddy.
Well, the Caddy was very cool. We got there 440.
383. Four-barrel carb, dual exhaust, soft top, dust, rust.
And lots of nice chrome. Anyway, what do we have today? We have, we're not going to do our Rockin' with Sun Ra, because I promised Sally I wouldn't do it till next week, and we're still tracking down a couple of the Yokohama records that we're going to play. So we'll do our Sun Ra tribute, Rockin' with Sunny, next week. But we're going to do a tribute to Dr. Ross, who died this week, and that didn't get much press. We also have a tribute. Tomorrow is the 60th anniversary of the very first drive-in opening. Having grown up in like a warm weather city with like lots of 5 and 7 screen drive-ins, I'm a big fan of the drive-in movie. So we have a rock and roll tribute to the drive-in. And of course, a Vom set and a Hillbilly Hangover and tons of these crummy 45s laying all over the place. We're going to give away tickets for the Ben Vaughn Combo Reunion, which is next Friday at Maxwell's. And we got Knuckleheads in the News and renouncements and all kinds of good trash. But let's start it off with Blowing Through Yokohama. Request item.
Said that.
Well, Akita's got Victor, Gilbert's got Barbara, I've got Susan, and I know we're gonna rock. Oh, yes, I'm gonna rock. a boogie in the dark. Oh, yes, I'm gonna love you. Oh, yes, I'm gonna love you, baby, love you. We're gonna love, we're gonna kiss, gonna really have fun.
This is a hit!
You ought to come along with me to the land of dreams. Just take Route 90 down to New Orleans. Ride out of California through New Mexico. We'll have a cup of coffee in El Paso. We'll pass through Katy and Houston too. Stop in Beaumont, Texas, for some barbecue.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Down to your WFMU East Orange there with Clarence Garlow, Route 90. Sounds like Chuck Berry ripped that one off, huh, for Sweet Little 16?
I think so.
Counting backwards, the Everly Brothers, Gone, Gone, Gone by request. The Sammy Fitzhugh and the Moroccans did Sadie May. Ray Vick did Bop Stop Rock on the Gold Band label. We opened up with the Medallions, Blowing Through Yokohama, Part 1. Isn't that a masterpiece of a record? Put that up a listener. The
oh,
few
really?
Good things that ever happened in the 8 years of doing this radio show. So, what's the announcements for today? Which pals of ours do we plug? Well, let's see, the Sun Ra Orchestra will be doing the tribute to Sun, who died, if you don't know, that last Friday. And the orchestra is now led by the great John Gilmore, the first chair tenor player. And that's at the Bottom Line tonight. Roscoe's Gang, Tuesday at Brownies on Avenue A. Simon and the Bar Sinisters, Thursday at the Continental Divide. Adam Roth is Sinead tonight. Sonny Sharrock, the great jazz guitar player, and the Electric Nubians at Maxwell's tonight. Very good show there. Next Friday at Maxwell's is the Ben Vaughn Combo reunion gig, the original combo.
Back together.
And the Friggs. And I think there's a Green Door tonight, but I thought I saw a poster for about 1 second with a picture of Wayne County on it.
Yeah, there is.
So that's over 15 St. Mark's Place. And then I just got this in there. This is a promising movie, Bill Hill, Richard Kern, Death Trip Retrospective, featuring My Nightmare, The Sewing Circle, Horoscope, The Bitches, Nazi, Catholic, Tumble, Money Love, Evil Cameraman, You Killed Me First, The Right Side of My Brain. Bullshit. Isn't that an alluring poster?
Yeah.
And our buddy Dale Ashman is casting for a movie tomorrow night. He's advertising for crack sluts.
Crack sluts.
So if you know any crack addicts want to be in a movie, send them over to the Notel Motel on Avenue A tomorrow night at 10:30. Dale Ashman of Screw Magazine and Psychotronic Magazine fame casting his movie. Anyway, what's in the news? Well, as you know, Sonny Rod died. And Dr. Russ, the harmonica boss, age 67, he keeled over.
On the line.
On the assembly line in Flint, Michigan. That's the Sig Dragons. We were going to have him on the show. in 2 weeks. He was going to play in his first New York gig. We're going to get to that in a little while because our Blues Hangover today will be a total tribute to the great Dr. Russ. So we'll do that in a little while when we do Blues Hangover. Billy Kahn died in Pittsburgh. You know who Billy Kahn was, Andy?
I've heard the name.
He was a great fighter, great heavyweight fight champion. He was never actually the heavyweight champion, but he almost dethroned Joe Louis. He fought Joe Louis like 3 or 4 times. He almost beat him once, too, and he was an absolute great fighter. And he died last Thursday. Billy Kahn. Sad. Those deaths, they always come in threes, huh?
Well, that's three.
That's three. Well, let's do one quick news story.
And
speaking of casting, since it's not over till a fat lady sings, Joe Franklin has launched a talent search for a woman of at least 350 pounds to sing on his final show. 43 years without a vacation, the final show will be August 6th. Joe's producer, a former cop, Richard Orenstein, said, the lucky fat lady will sing I'll Be Seeing You and Memory Lane and Thanks for the Memory. Auditions start this Monday at Joe Franklin's office on Times Square. Orenstein joked, we're getting the floor reinforced. So if you know any fat broads, send them over to Times Square to Joe Franklin's office. They might make history on the Joe Franklin Show. All right, let's go right into Hillbilly Hangover. We got one queued up here by Clyde Owens. It's called Swing Little Katie.
I thought you liked snappy music.
Just come along and shovel the coal. battle for part of my mind.
And you men, you're holding back, many of you right now listening to me on these morning and evening broadcasts. And you know you're sick. You know your prostate's infected and diseased. And you know that unless some relief comes to you, that you're going to be in the undertaker's parlor on the old coal slab being embalmed for a funeral. Well, why do you hold back? Why do you twist around the old couple burr? Why do you delay longer and take chances when I'm offering you these low rates, this easy work, this lifetime guarantee of service plan? Come at once to the Brinkley Hospitals, Little Rock, Arkansas, before it's everlastingly too late.
Said the cute little boy to his bebop baby, let's paint the town red and adorn it.
Try to listen to this.
Going down that old back end, drinking that old pussy tea. My
And remember, for real enjoyment, all you have to do is pop a cap.
Wow. Then take a nice long sip.
That stuff is really here. Aaron Brew 1002, the brand new beer.
When you're thirsty.
How about it, folks? Pop the cap and live it up.
Desire erupting into volcanic passion.
My name should be trouble. My name should be woe. For trouble and heartache is all that I know. Is my name. My life has been empty. My heart has been torn. It must have been raining the night I was born. Yes, lonely, lonely blue boy is my name. I'm so afraid of tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
And so tired of today.
Not of today.
They say that love is the answer. But love never came my way.
writing this letter to someone unknown. So if you should find it, and if you're alone, well, lonely, lonely blue boy is my name. Remember, lonely, lonely blue boy is my name.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Hound here, WFMU East Orange, and that was today's Hillbilly Hangover. Conway Twitty there. Lonely Blue Boy, and he's blue because he died about sometime this afternoon. I'd like to thank all three people who called in with that story. Conway Twitty. And if you're in Nashville, you do owe it to yourself to get yourself over to Twitty City. Counting backwards, before that, we heard Johnny Champion, Beer Drinking Daddy. Don Wade did Busthead Gin. Al Sweet did Let's Paint the Town Red. J.J. Cale playing lead guitar on that one. File that for the future trivia questions. Hank Sperling did Boxcar Blues. And we opened up with Clyde Owens and Swing Little Katie. And we got knuckleheads in the news, because there's plenty of knuckleheads in this world. Let me just cue up my laugh track, and I'll be right with the news. I think it's cute. Okay, can't do the news without a laugh track in this joint. Well, lion causes an uproar in Erie, Pennsylvania. Two residents of Erie, Pennsylvania reported seeing a lion stalking the suburbs. Police advised parents to keep their children indoors. Some residents of Summit Township armed themselves, and state game wardens have been toting around tranquilizer guns and patrolling the streets. The lion sighted Monday was described as a male weighing between 150 and 200 pounds, wearing a red collar with bells, which probably indicates it's tame, said Trooper T.J. Aberbate.
Right.
Anyway, the police don't know where the animal came from. There have been no reports of lions missing from zoos in Erie, Pennsylvania, anyway.
Mm.
So, what can you say about that?
Whoa, big cat.
An 11-year-old boy escaped serious injury yesterday when a stray bullet fired into his chest struck a bone and, quote, bounced out. The child, who was not identified, was rushed to St. Luke's Hospital Center, but he was not admitted. Police spokesman Detective Joseph McConnell said the boy was shot in the chest by a small caliber bullet that bounced out after hitting his clavicle bone.
Lucky, Mr. Lucky.
This happened on 141st Street on the west side in Hamilton Place in Harlem Monday night.
That's the problem with those small calibers.
Yeah, you got to get something. Even for an 11-year-old, folks, you want to at least clip off the end of the bullet.
If they do get inside, they bounce around, though, so.
Yeah. But on a sadder note, I told you Dr. Ross croaked, and he's one of my absolute favorite blues singers. He was a one-man band. He played the drums with his feet and the guitar with his hands and the harmonica with his mouth. He was so cool. He was on Sun Records, and he was on Fortune Records. He was 67 years old. He died last Friday, May 28th, at the McLaren Regional Medical Center. The funeral was yesterday. He died on the assembly line, GM assembly line, where he worked, and he was ready to retire. He was actually going to star in a movie, which was being filmed here in New York in a couple of weeks, and he was going to be on the Hound Show, which this is really bumming me out. I could have got my Fortune album signed, then he could have died.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, he had performed with everybody, Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf and Lightnin' Hopkins, and like, I'm sure Elvis checked him out for a while. He was absolutely one of my favorites. And today's Blues Hangover is going to be completely made up of Dr. Ross records. We're going to kick it off with one that the Flaming Groovies, among other people, have gone on to cover. The Boogie Disease.
Oh, got the boogie disease. I'm going to tell you all about it. Boogie for the doctor, gonna boogie for the nurse. I'm gonna keep on a boogie until it throw me in the hearse. I got the boogie, I got the boogie, boogie disease. All right. doctor. But you got some of that Brooklyn disease. Madison, that's what I'm talking about. You say you ain't. Give me one of those penicillin then. Send that doctor on back over here. I got the boogie disease. Gonna boogie for the doctor. Gonna boogie for the nurse. I'm gonna keep on a boogie until they throw me in the hurts. I got the boogie. I got the boogie. Boogie disease. I got the boogie. I got the boogie. I ain't gonna get well. Doctor, can't you help me? Oh, we done had a time. I got the boogie disease. I got the boogie. I got the boogie. I got the boogie. I got the boogie. I got the boogie disease.
Call is fine. That's what Dr. Ross said.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Gee, the last time we played that song, Dr. Russ wasn't dead. Now he is.
This is sad.
WFMU East Orange, I'm the Hound. I'm driving for the next 2 hours, and that was today's Blues Hangover, which is a tribute to the late, great Dr. Ross, and that's I'm Not Dead from his Fortune LP. Counting backwards, we heard Numbers Boogie, which was a 45 on the Hi-Q label. Cat Squirrel, which Cream actually covered. I guess he must have made some money off of that. A Fortune 45. Polly Put the Kettle On, which was a Sun outtake. And then Boogie Disease, which was on the Sun label. An absolute masterpiece. What a great guy. Dr. Ross, rest in peace.
Yeah.
Old buddy.
Anyway,
he never got to star in that movie. Going through the announcements one more time, the Sun Ra Orchestra will be at the Bottom Line tonight, now led by John Gilmore, and it's a tribute to Sun, who died last Friday. There is a Green Door tonight, 15 St. Mark's Place. Roscoe's Gang, Tuesday at Brownies. Simon and the Bar Sinisters, Thursday, Continental Divide. Adam Roth and the Blue Devils, Sinead, tonight. Sonny Sherrick and the Electric Nubians, Maxwell's, tonight. Ben Vaughn Combo Reunion and the Friggs Friday at Maxwell's. Richard Kern Movies at the Millennium on 66 East 4th Street tonight at 8 o'clock. See all kinds of brutality. Today's announcements. One quick news story before we go back into some. We got tons of records to play. We got tons of things to get to today. We're going to give away some Ben Vaughn tickets a little later. So we got one quick news story. A Brooklyn man was charged with shooting an off-duty city cop and his brother in Bay Ridge this week in a bar. Actually, it was last weekend. Apparently, he opened fire because the victims didn't sufficiently appreciate his personal problems. The suspect, Francisco Nicoletta, age 24, surrendered Sunday night at the 65th Street Station House in Brooklyn. He was charged with attempted murder and assault in connection with a double shooting at Johnny Two's Bar on 7th Avenue near 82nd Street in Brooklyn. Police said that early Sunday morning, Nicoletta had been telling Officer Michael Panzera, age 30, and his brother Gerard, age 42, that he was distraught because it was the first anniversary of his breaking up with his girlfriend. The Panzera brothers told Nicoletta, "Don't worry about it, there's a lot of other girls around," a comment that apparently upset him. The cop was trying to console him. He even bought the guy a beer. When the brothers went into the bathroom at 1:30 a.m., Nicoletta followed them in and open-fired with a .380 semi-automatic handgun.
Well, if you have to have a shooting in the bar, at least he did do it in the bathroom.
It's true.
He didn't hit the bartender or any of the employees.
Or the glasses. Or the bottles. Well, you know what they say about those Italians. They're temperamental. 90% temper, 10% mental. Hey!
It's okay. He's Italian.
Yeah. Anyway, let's go back in. I got a request for this one. I dragged it out. This is demonstrating the correct use of echo on a rock and roll record. Fred Mick and the Kingsmen.
Oh, no. What label is that?
The Hilltop label from Ashland, Ohio.
Thank you.
presenting the greatest, yes, the greatest. She always gets eyes every place she goes. She wears a hair cut short and a skirt pulled tight. She wears a hair cut short and keeps her skirt pulled tight. I'm crazy about a ballerina and that gal looks all right. Long, long time. You know I'm so happy, so glad that gal is mine.
Girl, this motherfucker got rhythm, man.
A black diamond, black diamond.
Take these brown Hispanic people.
You say that you don't want me, but I know you told me so. Now you don't want me, baby, and now I have to go. Mean woman, why do you do me wrong? Mean woman, so low. Now you don't want me, baby, and now I have to go. Mean woman, why do you do me like you do? Mean woman, why do you do me like you do? So now you don't want me, baby, and now I have to go. Mean woman, why do you do me wrong? Mean woman, why do you do me wrong? Well, since the day you left me, I've been so all alone and carrying just a memory.
Right now, incidentally, our sponsors are Jew, Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks.
We'd like to show the rest of the country that rock and roll is a safe and sane dance for all young people.
It hasn't hurt me any, has it?
My baby's with Father Rosie, he red. She's got a pretty dog collar around her head.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Down here, WFMU East Orange with Benny Joy, Button Nose. Counting backwards, we heard Champion Jack Dupree, Shake Baby Shake. Freddie Fender, Mean Woman, The Jaguars, Black Diamond. T-Bone Walker, Teenage Baby. Fred McInnes Kingsman by request opened it up. Baby, what do you want me to do? And correction on their announcements here. There's no Green Door tonight. It's like maybe next week or something. I don't know. But here's a good one we missed on. The Full-Time Men, The Senders, and The Supertones Friday at the Continental Divide. The Full-Time Men are so great.
Good show.
They're like Andy the Animal, York there on guitar. It's kind of like the Yardbirds. Kind of. Anyhow, one more quick news story. You got one, Andy?
You ready? Yes. Well,
I'll do it. You can do it. Okay.
There's a man named Nathan Radlich who lives in Boynton Beach, Florida. He retired down there with his sister Gertrude, and he loved his sister Gertrude, but she died. So he wrapped his wrapped her ashes up in cellophane and put the ashes in a fishing tackle box by the head of his bed. And then one day, his house was burglarized, and the burglars walked in, and they walked past his VCR, and they walked past his radio, and they went to the fishing tackle box. And they took the ashes in the cellophane wrapping, thinking they were cocaine, and went home and
snorted them up.
Oh, Gertrude.
That's like Sid Vicious's mom dropped the ashes on the like a airport runway, and Sid blew away. We got about 6-7 minutes before vibe time. You know, we're not going to do our Rockin' with Sun Ra tribute until we got some stuff from Wilner last night, but we got to get these Yokohaman records on tape. So or at least
gonna be
get borrowed.
So deserves a tribute.
Yeah, but we're definitely going to play this one. Oh, maybe somebody with a Yokohaman record there on line one. Anyway, let me play this Cosmic Rays one. This is a doo-wop record from the 50s with Sun Ra and his orchestra backing up. I'm play a few records here and then before the vibe report.
This is a hit! was a hit.
I think we're going to break in on this one and play it later. We did have a request for this one, but it's exactly 4:30. It's vibe time. That was the Quintones, Isle of Love. Someone called up and wanted to hear the song that Patti Smith did on some weird bootleg, the original version of it. And actually, I dug it out. There it is, the Quintones, Isle of Love. And before that, the Cosmic Rays with Sun Ra back, and I'm Daddy Gonna Tell You No Lie. Let's see what old Sko has to say here.
Hey, Roscoe.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good.
Good timing.
Hey.
Perfecto.
There you go.
What's going on?
Well, just sitting around the house. It's kind of a good day to be listening to the Hound Show if you can get it.
Are you listening?
I can't get it.
Well,
yeah. I tried. I moved the powered antenna all over the place. It's just impossible so far.
Oh, well.
But I imagine that you've got a broad audience today.
Definitely. They're out there in droves.
Yeah, it's raining. Is it raining pretty hard out there?
No.
It was
on and off.
It was banging down pretty good here for a while.
Yeah.
So what's with the Hound Show today?
We're rocking them.
Are you done with
a lot of dead people to celebrate, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Conway Twitty died this afternoon. And
yeah.
Sun Ra and Dr. Ross. And
he died in his tour bus in Branson.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. He didn't even get to go at Twitty City. Wynn Stewart died at Twitty City.
He just finished the show, and he was out in the bus.
Oh, boy.
He grabbed his chest, looked upward, and said, Elizabeth!
Massive coronary?
I guess,
Mm-hmm.
They said he had 50 number one hits.
Number one country hits.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a Conway Twitty trivia question for a little later.
Oh, great. The CNN had the short blurb that said that they referred to him. It started out as a rockabilly songwriter, later with 50 number one country hits.
Yeah. Well, what's today's vibe?
I don't know. It's just kind of a rainy day vibe here.
What are you doing tonight?
I don't know. Do you got anything on line?
Not that I know of. There's Adam Roth is over at Chenet. You know, I forgot to announce the live music faucet from Chenet tomorrow, 6:00 with them.
Mm-hmm.
Who's that? You know who this guy Vic Chestnut is? I've never heard of him.
Vic Chestnut. He sings really, really quiet.
Yeah. Well, Chenet's a good room for it because
he's like a guy from Athens. And he has a customized wheelchair, kind of like, you know, I got my guitar chair in my studio where I sawed off one arm with the hacksaw so I could play guitar.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's got that on his wheelchair.
Cool.
And he's pretty cool. I saw him play once at a really, what's that horrible place, Skep, run by some, you know, who knows?
Yeah, friends of ours.
Yeah, they...
But,
is that Bruce?
No, that's Andy the bartender's back.
Hey, Andy, how are you?
How about it?
How about it? It's right.
We got some serious American muscle car today.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You want to tell them about it, Andy?
Well, it's a 1966 Dodge Coronet 440 with a 383 motor and 4-barrel carburetor, dual exhaust, and that's about it.
Cool. Is that the primer gray one?
Oh, no, it's a beautiful ivory.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. It's not the best Mopar color, which is plum crazy.
Hey. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Oh, so what is on for tonight's fun?
The only thing I know of on my list here is Adam Roth at Chenet.
Uh-huh.
Or Sun Ra, his orchestra with... No Sun Ra, but John Gilmore leading the orchestra is at the bottom line.
Ah.
And of course, there's Sonny Sherrick and the Electric Nubians at Maxwell's.
Ah.
Well, when has ever done the whole thing? Roscoe, you're playing Tuesday at Brownies, right?
Early, 9:30.
For the Suits, right?
Yeah.
So come down there and support the Skull.
Please do. Hey, so how's jury duty?
I bailed on it.
You're done?
No, I walked out on them.
So what'd they say?
They didn't say nothing. I just got up and left. It's a long, ugly story.
Really?
Believe me, I try to toe the line sometimes in life, and I'm just not the kind of guy that could, like, live that kind of life. I'm sorry. I try to sit still, but I can't.
Well, I'm glad, because I've been looking for people to eat lunch with all week. And, you know, jury duty and the whole thing, you know.
Yeah.
So that means you'll be available for lunch next week?
I am available for lunch. You can find me in my office.
Great.
At the focaccia there.
Great. We ought to get them to get, like, a little bit of an expanded salad thing. You know, you got a lot of pull in there. Maybe you could talk to them about it.
Well, they got the cold pasta salad. That's their summer move. That's their big summer move.
I know, but I mean, something with a little more lettuce. I mean, if those guys would do a Caesar or something, it would probably be terrific.
Well, you know, it's not exactly like in their genetic makeup.
Oh, really?
It's pasta, red sauce, and red wine, you know.
Well, okay. So, I guess that's the vibe. I'm just kind of watching the rain, and I'm, you know, trying. There's the guy who lives across the street from us plays this disco music.
Right, you told me that.
And, you know, I really want to kill him, but I kind of feel like an adult because I haven't killed him so far.
Well,
and,
how about 16 forever? Kill him.
Well, I got one of those catalogs, the Hammer Slammer catalog, whatever it is. Kind of like expensive doodads, like electric nose hair trimmers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a thing in there, you know, like last year they were shooting all these people in, like, Brooklyn and the Bronx over those Super Soaker squirt guns.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of think that that's what I'm going to do, because I was reading in the... Hammer Slammer catalog that those things will shoot a stream of water almost a half an inch thick for 50 feet. And I think...
That'll do it.
I think I could just soak this guy's stereo, you know, because he's got it in the window. He thinks he's performing some kind of public service for the neighborhood.
I hate when people, like, want to expose you to their bad taste in music. I think you should be able to shoot anybody with a boombox in the foot.
Well, I think if I shot this guy, they would know, you know, like, from trajectory or something, they would just, you know... They would pack his body up and they would come right over here and get me, you know? Like, they would be able to figure it out. They would just know.
Yeah.
But I think if I can, and I think the guy actually owns his apartment too, you know? And so, you know, I could make much more noise than him if I wanted to. But I don't feel like dragging myself down into that kind of depth.
Well, a Super Soaker is a good way to start. I think you could add some ammonia to it or something.
I was thinking some kind of, or maybe, you know, that stink bomb stuff that they used to use in school to get them to close down the school.
Yeah, something like that.
That might be good.
Why don't you give him the Super Soaker and then shoot him in self-defense?
Shoot him?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to shoot him from my window. I can get him.
Mm-hmm.
I hope to electrocute him.
Well, good luck, Roscoe. I think that should be today's project.
Okay, well, that's the project, so...
Okay,
well, everybody come to my gig, and,
Tuesday at Brownie's, 9:30.
Early, so, and I hope to see you, the Hound, this weekend. Maybe tonight, maybe we'll, go for the record.
I'll be in the bars.
All right.
Aloha, Roscoe.
Aloha. See you, Andy.
So long.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. Stay the Vibe Report, ladies and gentlemen, with the SCO. So where do we go from here? First off, I can't find my... There we are. What were we doing, Andy?
We're waiting for the next record to come on.
We go to the bomb set. Another big request item we're going to get out of the way. The Stones, Andrew's Blues. This goes out to Brian, who so lovingly bleeped it for us.
Ugh.
Ever since Mick and Geraldo made the news, we've been getting requests for this one.
Andrew, the guy who really knows you.
incidentally, we hope it didn't offend anybody.
Dopers, junkies, sick, venal. Someday a real rain will come and wash all this scum off the streets.
Yeah.
Here, WFMU East Orange, the Ramones, Havana Affair. What a great song that is.
Truly.
I used to make a living by picking the banana. Counting backwards, the Snails and the Snails love theme. The Flower Children, Miniskirt Blues. The Sonics did Maintain in My Cool, and the Stones opened it up with Andrew's Blues.
It's deep.
We all kinds
deep.
Of Andrews. Andy the bartender's here today. And Cub reporter Andy, no last name, sent in some interesting news stories, of which my favorite... I think it needs a laugh track. Hold on. Remove the Ramones and get the laugh track out. I'm overwhelmed today. I just got so much crap here. I wish they would have set this station up for a left-handed person.
Tyranny of the righty.
We got some FMU news in a second, too. I think our legal problems might be over. I don't know if that's an official yet or not, but they're getting over. Thanks to you listeners who kicked in the dough to fight the battle. Anyway, police in Bangkok arrested four male transsexuals and a woman in December and charged them with a crime spree in which four men appearing to be female prostitutes smeared tranquilizer substances on their breasts and enticed their customers to suck them until they passed out, at which point the gang robbed them and then fled. Didn't get a chuckle out of Andy with that one, huh?
No.
All right. Well, one more.
My leg, man.
Freedom of speech thing here. Arguing against the proposed Texas law that would raise the minimum age for strippers and topless dancers from 17 to 21, Houston dance club owner Terry Allen told reporters we're giving them, the under 21 women, that is, an opportunity to better themselves rather than working at McDonald's. Well,
not bad.
I'm not making a moral judgment either way. Anyhow, folks... What are we doing? You know, we still got this brand new Hazel Atkins record. We're still
Ooh,
debuting.
Nice.
We'll get to that in a little while. Right now, tomorrow is the 60th anniversary of the opening of the first drive-in movie theater. I grew up in South Florida. There was a lot of drive-ins. I spent a lot of time looking at a lot of trash. Sure, there's the Thunderbird 8-screen drive-in and swap shop. But it being Florida, you know, it's one of the few places where there still are drive-ins. There's not too many drive-ins. There's certainly no drive-ins around here.
No. Nope.
But I did see, I saw little bits and pieces of lots of incredible movies. And I've always been a drive-in fan. So we got this musical tribute to the drive-in. But we also have to give away these tickets. This is the original Ben Vaughn combo. Ben, Aldo, Lonesome Bob, and Gus. And they'll be playing at Maxwell's this Friday, the 11th of June, along with the Friggs. So don't ask what you win. Now, here's the trivia question. Tell me what movie the late, great Conway Twitty starred in along with Yvette Mamou and Mickey Rooney and Mamie Van Doren. Okay, tell me the name of that movie, and then call 201 area code 678-7743 for two tickets to the Ben Vaughn Combo at Maxwell's this Friday. In the meantime, let's get to that musical tribute to the drive-in. We're going to kick it off with Ron Hargrave.
You get that chick, man, she's real cool. Nothing like that walking around my high school. She's got class, I tell you, man, she's wild. Now, how'd a guy like you latch on to that crazy child?
I found that baby at a drive-in movie. Yeah, yeah.
Die young.
Live fast.
Die young.
Live fast. Die young.
Live fast. Die young. The code of the runaway teenage girls of today's beat generation. Live fast. Die young. A motion picture as jolting as its title. The Sin Street story of teenage girls on the road. Girls learning to live without conscience, without care.
Yeah. Live fast, sister, because you're a long time dead. Ever roll a drunk for his roll? That's kicks. Ever get pawed in some B-joint? Girls like me got ways to take care of any man trouble, any law trouble.
Live fast, die young. Told through the broken homes, the skid row bars, the penthouse girl traps, the craving for thrills and excitement, and the throbbing music of today's beat generation. See Mary Murphy, Norma Eberhardt, Sheridan Camerata, Michael Connors in Live Fast, Die Young.
Live fast, die young.
Live fast,
die young.
Live fast,
die young.
Sitting at the drive-in, watching a movie, eating popcorn, drinking a soda. Got a new hot rod, got a new baby. I'm in a tie now, no worries tonight. Well, the teacher makes me stay after school. Well, she thinks I'm just an ignorant fool. Sitting
unspeakable shock and breathless excitement will grip you as you watch living organs ripped from the bodies of voluptuous females, as beating hearts and throbbing brains are transplanted to create the Astro Zombies. Cringe in terror, scream in fright as these skull-faced monsters strike blindly at living flesh, and the motion picture screen flows in the blood-drenched wake of the Astro Zombies. The beautiful, voluptuous, deadly, vicious Satana, a woman who would stop at nothing to gain control over the Astro Zombies, whose creed was kill, kill, kill. John Carradine as the deranged scientist, Wendell Corey as the doctor who opposes him, match wits in this bloody, sadistic, terror-filled, suspense-laden horror film of brutal mutilations and senseless killings as the Astro Zombies go berserk and threaten the city with death. Watch it and you die a thousand deaths. The Astro Zombies in color, coming soon to your local theater.
Of Devil's Island.
No one escapes from my prison. No one!
Women in Cages, the sensational new motion picture that rips the veil off the dirtiest racket ever conceived by the minds of vicious men.
I don't care how they get you back. We get $50 whether you're dead or alive.
Women in Cages, starring Judy Brown, Pam Grier, Roberta Collins, Jennifer Gann, and many, many others. Innocent young girls held in cruel bondage, sold to the highest bidder. See them in action. See them in love. See them in terror.
No!
You'll be home. Women in Cages, in color, rated R.
We going dragging the drive-in, zoom-ba-boo. I said we're dragging the drive-in, zoom-ba-boo. We gonna make every place with a neon light. We gonna drag every drive-in in town. Well, ring, bell, ring, bell, give out your happy sound. It's Friday now, it's time to go, we better let it sound. My baby and me, we wanna crown the light. We gonna drag every drive-in in town tonight. Dragging the drive-in,
zoom-ba-boo.
I said we're dragging the drive-in,
zoom-ba-boo.
We gonna make every place with a neon light. We gonna drag every drive-in in town tonight. Well, now drive, boy, tell them what you found. The blue jean chicks are way too rockin', always hanging round. Waiting for his little bar to play him music that will groove up. I'm going to drag in the driving.
Zoom-ba-boo.
I said we're dragging him driving.
Zoom-ba-boo.
We're going to make every place with a neon light. We're going to drag every driving in town tonight. Don't lose a missing kick on the other.
baby, and nine trains on. And then I'll kiss her lips until the sugar's all gone. We're going dragging the drive-in. I said we're dragging the drive-in. We're gonna make every place with a neon light. We're gonna drag every drive-in in town.
I'm always ready for when you want some loving.
Scum of the earth. The real poor white trash. They live and die below Tobacco Road.
She killed you. That witch woman in yonder.
Scum of the earth.
Too brutal and sadistic to be real.
Come, Connor, your uppity city-fied ways. I know you think you're better than us.
She found out how they live below Tobacco Road.
You remember that little private talk we's gonna have?
Don't do it!
No power on earth can exorcise the terror from Scum of the Earth.
Rated R.
For under 17, not admitted without parent.
Where'd you get that chick, man? She's real cool. Nothing like that walking around of my high school. She's got class, I tell you, man, she's wild. Now, how'd a guy like you latch on to that crazy child? I found that baby at a drive-in movie. Yeah. She came a-walking in between two cars. She'd been down to buy her some candy bars. I rolled my window down. My heart was thumping and a-jumping around. That baby at a drive-in movie. Yeah, that's right. I said, now, honey, you're gonna get lost. She turned around at a ponytail toss. But she says,
I'm in love now.
Woo, man, she had the craziest smile. I found that baby at a drive-in movie. Yeah. That baby at a drive-in movie. I don't believe it. We sat there watching the picture show. A horror movie with a monster named Smo. They had him up a tree. He scared that little chicken and she cuddled to me. Things got groovy at the drive-in movie. What do you mean, man? Things got crazy. Well, didn't they, baby?
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Yep, WFMU East Orange Hound here, and that was our little tribute to the drive-in. Mickey Gilley there, drive-in movie. Cookie Roberts did Dragon at the drive-in, the Beach Boys drive-in, the Morgan Twins sitting at the drive-in, and Ron Hargrave opened it up with another version of the same song, drive-in movie. No winners in our trivia contest. The Conway Twitty movie starring with Conway Twitty and Mickey Rooney, Yvette Mamou, and
Mamie
Van Doren was Platinum High School. Platinum High School. Well, we still got those Ben Vaughn tickets to give away, and we'll think of a new way to give them away in a little bit. I don't know what we're going to do.
You want them, Andy? I'm working.
You're working that night, huh?
Serving.
Can't even give them away
the
over
public.
Here. Testimony in February of an undercover District of Columbia police officer who, quote-unquote, agreed to murder a woman on contract from her husband, who then saw the husband change his mind. Quote, he realized he still cared for her, so he said he'd rather have her severely beaten. And then in Tampa, Florida, in October, Richard G. Hale testified that the shot he fired into his wife's forehead, killing her, obviously was accidental. I just wanted to shock her without hurting her. If I wanted to kill her, I would have shot her in the heart.
Oops.
Unquote. Let's give up on news stories. That's a great... Those are from Cub Reporter for Andy. Sent those in. Mm-hmm. Anyway, okay, this is... Tell me... You want those Ben Vaughn tickets? 201-678-7743. First two callers can give me Conway Twitty's real name. Get the Ben Vaughn Combo Reunion tickets. Question. That's for next Friday, the Ben Vaughn Combo Reunion. 201-678-7743. Conway died today. Let's play one more from him. This is the theme song from that movie that nobody out there saw except me. I actually saw this movie. We showed it at the 57 Club years ago.
Oh.
Here it goes.
Out in the sea, just a-waiting for a guy like me. Oh, this island has a crazy skew, and it's there I learned the golden rule. 24 fellas and a one little girl. She looked just like an angel with a platinum curl. Ooh-wee, oh me, oh my. I guess that's why they call her Platinum High. I saw her walking past a Platinum High. Nearly lost my mind when she walked by. Oh, I never met a thought look like this before. That night I found myself a knocking on her door. I said, oh, what you doing home on a night like this? Come on, a pretty baby, give your daddy a kiss. Ooh-wee, oh, me, oh, my. Kiss my baby at a platinum high. I stepped into a room and I closed the door. Turned on the TV, said I turned the lights down low. Ooh-wee, oh me, oh my. Just me and my baby at a platinum high.
I see you've never met Fats Domino.
For the last time, I'm giving the orders around here. And we're all going to stand here and listen to the music. And we're going to keep listening until I say to stop. You hear me?
we all have a bag, and in every bag we have a thing.
Your game, having all the fun, and I'm getting all the blame. Who in the heck gave you permission to date another guy? Who in the heck gave you permission? I wanna know who and why. What's your game? You're doing all the cheating and I'm getting all the blame. Who in the heck gave you permission to date another guy? Who in the heck gave you permission? I want to know who and why.
Listen to me, you wide mouth punk. We've heard just about all we want from you.
Since she's been gone.
Lipstick, pop, powder and paint. Lipstick, powder and paint.
Is you is, is you ain't. Hound dog scratching fleas, looking like she's in love with me. Licks my hand everywhere I go. I wish my baby loved me so.
Lipstick.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Hound here, this is WFMU East Orange. I'm driving for about another 35 minutes. Big Joe Turner there by request. Lipstick, powder, paint.
Paint.
The Caps did, who the heck? Johnny and Joe, my baby's gone on and on. Jim Edgar and the Roadrunners, Little Pig. This, by the way, FMU DJs listening, the right turntable button is sticking worse than ever. Fats Domino did Hey Fat Man, and Conway Twitty, whose real name was Harold Jenkins. Congratulations to our contest winners there. Conway Twitty doing Platinum High School, the theme to the movie that nobody saw except me, I guess. One quick, let's go through the news real quick. Johnny Cash is now on Def Jam Records, and he's same label as Andrew Dice Clay and the Black Crows and the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
He does wear
Rick
black.
Rubin is producing them. Yeah. Three Israeli soldiers killed playing Russian roulette with a carbine. Oops. Guess you don't have to think to get in the Israeli army, huh? Soccer fan killed in Poland. Anyway.
Soccer fan killed in
one
Poland.
Last time through the announcements, and then we'll just rock through our last half an hour. Let's see. Tonight is the Sun Ra Orchestra led by John Gilmore at the Bottom Line. Over at Maxwell's in Hoboken, the Electric Nubians, who are fantastic, and Sonny Sharrock, the great jazz guitar player. Adam Roth is over at Sinead tonight. Nitro Nick in the live music faucet at Sinead tomorrow night with this guy in a wheelchair. I forgot his name.
Chestnut.
Oh.
Vince Chestnut.
Vic Chestnut.
Vic Chestnut.
Thank you, Andy. Roscoe at Brownies on Tuesday. Simon and the Bar Sinisters at the Divide Thursday. That was an erroneous announcement. There's no Green Door tonight. And the Full-Time Men, the Senders, and the Supertones Friday at the Continental Divide. Okay, you got it all. Let's rock back into it with Bobby Poor.
Understand us teenagers.
Lonely.
Put your trash in the garbage can, not in my ears, honey.
In a circle only half an inch wide, staring as if your life depends upon it. And it does, because that circle is the muzzle of a gun pointed straight at your head.
Just because I said something stupid?
Yeah.
I had a request, but the mic won't fit, so I like to do something else. You slide this time, yeah? You're greasy enough.
I'm gonna type a letter to you. Bye, 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 baby, we're through. Well, on every day you teased me so. I can't take no more, I'm gonna go, gonna go. I'm gonna go. Every word in black and white. Oh, baby, you know you didn't treat me right. Through the alphabet A to Z. Baby, you was wrong to me, wrong to me. Baby, you was wrong to me. I'm a gonna leave you high and dry. You made me lonesome, you made me cry. Ain't a gonna kiss you, ain't gonna miss you goodbye. I don't type much, but I guess it will do. Oh, baby, you made me cry for you. I don't type much, but I'll do my way. Oh, baby, I'm a-going far away, far away, far away. Oh, baby, going far away. Hey, hey. I'm a-going to leave you high and dry. You made me lonesome, you made me cry. Ain't a-going to kiss you, ain't going to miss you goodbye. I'm gonna leave her this very day. Well, honey, I'm going far away. You messed him around and made him a sore. Oh, baby, I don't care no more. Don't care, don't care. Baby, don't care no more. Don't care, don't care. Baby, don't care.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
That's definitely the best record that ever came out of England. Don't you agree, Andy, the bartender?
Yes, I concur wholeheartedly.
Billy Fury, I'm going to type a letter to you. Heard Charles Lightheard there on the Sarge label, I Need Your Lovin'. Troy Ferguson at the Jamboree. Bobby Mitchell, I Don't Want to Be a Wheel No More. Tommy Jim Beam in the Four Fifths did Bayou. Willie Egan did Come On. Billy Poor with the Bumps Blackwell Orchestra there. Mama Says I Can't Go Out. I got nothing to say. We're going to go rock right back into it with Al Reed.
Well, you heard about the mojo and the black cat bone and how the evil eye can make you carry on. So look out. Be careful of the things you do. I got the evil eye, baby, and I'm sure gonna hoodoo you. Well, I've been to Seven Sisters, in the Seven Veils. I got a brand new fix that never fails. So look out. Be careful of the things you do. And I'm sure gonna hoodoo you. Well, I fixed up a potion out of blind bat's wing. You'll be hexed the next time that your doorbell rings. Look out. Be careful of the things you do. I got a blind bat potion and I'm sure gonna hoodoo you. Fine girl, you think you cute, but I'm gonna mess you up with my John the Conqueror. So look out. Be careful of the things you do. I got a rootin' man, baby, and I'm sure gonna hoodoo you. Real fine, girl, you think you cute, but I'm gonna mess you up with my John the Conqueror. So look out. Be careful of the things you do. I got a rootin' man, baby, and I'm sure gonna hoodoo you.
Hello, baby. This is Hassel Agnes, star of Norton Records. And you are tuned in to the Hound on WFMU 90.1 FM Heat on New Jersey. New Jersey. And you are listening to the Hound. The Hound, the Hound, the Hound, the Hound. Goodbye, baby.
Hello, be my baby, going steady now. We gotta make it hot all night. We got. For me and my baby. Me and my baby are going steady. Well, she loves me and I love her. We get out, she goes. Yeah, me and my baby are going steady. We and my baby are going steady.
sound something like this, old man.
Man, that cat comes on like Godzilla.
Crazy babies, this is Gene Maltese. God damn it. Hi, crazy babies. Oh, I see what's screwing me up here. Yeah. You got that oh down. All right. Take one. Hi, crazy babies. This is Gene Maltese, and you found the sound of the hound on 91.1 WFMU.
When the sun goes down, I love your little baby, both feet in the ground. Come, my little honey, don't you tell on me. Well, I love your little baby, don't you leave me alone. I love your little honey when you're on that phone. I love your little baby, though you mean so much. You threw me little honey by a golden touch. Come, my little baby, don't you tell on me.
keep both feet on the ground. Cry, my little honey, don't you tell on me. Well, you got me going crazy, don't you know how I feel? I love you crazy, baby, like a ball of wool. I see you in the evening when the sun goes down. I love you, little baby, both feet on the ground. I'm my little honey, don't you tell on me.
Hi there. This is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. And you're listening to The Hound. You remember The Hound? I'm talking about The Hound, the stone cold-blooded hound. WFUM. No. Let me do another one. Hi there. This is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. And you're listening to The Hound. I mean The Hound, the cold-blooded hound. On WFMU, East Orange 91.1. One on your dial. And if you change your dial, I will break your fingers.
WFMU East Orange, the Midnighters, Annie's Aunt Fanny, Gene Maltese did Crazy Baby, the Enchanters, There Goes a Pretty Girl, Hazel Atkins brand new from his new LP, Look at That Caveman Go, recorded live. That one was recorded live at Maxwell's in Hoboken by our good friend Rick Little. Before that, we opened up with Al Reed on the Imperial label with Hoodoo. The Good Lord's Will and the Crick Don't Rise. We'll be back next week. Wild Girls up next. Good night, Andy the bartender. Thanks for coming out. Thanks for being you. We're going to miss you when you're in Atlanta.
Well, thank you.
Goodbye, folks. Aloha, folks.
Every night in the alley when the moon was high, a big tough cat come a-strutting by. The claws on his paws were like a 10-penny nail, and everybody knew you didn't step on the tail of Big Tom.
After daylight, nobody knew where he went, but everybody knew he didn't pay no rent. When he passed, everyone made a little bow, and if you spoke at all, well, you just sent me out a big talk. Named Sally. Cat fur flew, and after a little, that stray cat's hide wouldn't string a fiddle. Big paw. Then came the night on a one-way street when they heard the rumble of four big feet. A great big bulldog, a grinning wide, left them all there paralyzed, side by side. He said, paw. Now everyone knew their leader was brave, and not one doubted that he'd be saved. They knew that once Tom made his play, that bulldog wouldn't see the light of day. Big Tom. While the rest of them stood there frozen in fear, Big Tom grabbed a mouthful of bulldog beer. They found Big Tom's body after the crash, under 49 cats in a barrel of trash. Big Tom. They dug through the beets and the coffee grounds and the watermelon rinds and the bozo clowns, and when they reached the cabbage and the apple cores, they all knew they just couldn't do no more for Big Tom. They never reopened that worthless can and just left this note for the garbage man. When you pass by here, remove your hat, 'cause at the bottom of this here can lies a tough top cat.